The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Some people expect solutions to be expensive to be effective. This is not true. Everyone needs somebody who can be supportive and a guide. You'll find the answers you're looking for and the tools to both find answers and offer solutions on the Dr. Melanie Show. Now, here's your host, Dr. Melanie Barton.
Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. An article says that nearly 5% of children reported by their parents suffer from definite or severe emotional or behavioral difficulties that may interfere with family life, their ability to learn, and the formation of friendships. These difficulties may persist as they develop throughout their life. Two men are doing something about this. J. Tito Lang was called at the age of 12 to do his work, and he has started an organization called Self-Development Wisdom Institutes. He works with teenagers worldwide to help them develop their character. Jonathan Hewitt, founder of Life Kiddo, Parenting Martial Arts and Life Education, is the author of Life Kiddo, Parenting Tools to Raise Happy, Confident Kids from the Inside Out. His great joy comes from sharing ancient, universal life skills in simple, modern terms to inspire and empower children and teens to discover and live their inner strength. First, we're going to speak with Tito Lang. Welcome, Tito.
Thank you very much for having me, Melanie.
Well, it's good that we finally get to do this on the radio because we've been talking for a long time. We just haven't done it on live air.
It appeared to be so, but all has been preparations for today.
Yes. That is true. But you started preparations a long time ago for the work you do now. You were called at the age of 12 to do this?
Correct.
How did that come about?
Well, it started when I was about 6, 7 years old, and through request, because my father was a Baptist or ordained minister. I grew up within the Christian life, and
yes.
I did ask for a spiritual relationship, direct spiritual relationship with Jesus Christ, about 7 years old, but no one pays much attention to it. However, by the time that I become 12 years old, my spiritual relationship with God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, has been very developed to the point where I was, I had been asking God to bless me with the wisdom of honesty.
Mm-hmm.
So I could educate all my friends who were teenagers or becoming teenagers as I was, to learn so I could educate them to the wisdom of honesty so they do not get punished the way that I used to get punished for telling a lie as defense when I get into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray on it, and I ask God. My dad taught me how to pray. And one day, I was sitting someplace alone, as I always used to do and still doing. And the revelation comes to me, yes, Tito, this is a good work for the glory of the Lord, our Father.
Hmm.
And right away, I'm like, is that what I hear is what it is? And it took me less than a minute for me to start exploring the vision of
mm-hmm.
what it will be like when I would be presenting courses, classes to group of teenagers, how they will respond, and so forth. And I continue to nurture that decision, and which is one advice that I would encourage everyone, adults or teenagers, when you are being blessed with a wisdom, is great. But however, if you do not make the time to nurture and cultivate that wisdom, mm-hmm. it will go to waste.
Yes. And it will go away. It will go away if you don't use it. Yes.
If you don't use it, it will go away, because each vision comes to you for specific reason. And that specific reason is because that God who gives to everyone trust, have developed trust in your character, mm-hmm. that he can build that trust on your character. You are someone who has the abilities and potentiality to develop and cultivate a strong character. And this is what happened to me.
Mm-hmm. And when it happened, did you recognize what it was? Or did you just go, whoa, this is different?
Oh, yes. I automatically recognized what it was. And the reason for it is because my father was a spiritual, ordained spiritual leader. We mm-hmm. have churches, hospitals, and everything. So I know, I grew up hearing in church services individuals who comes to give testimonies of mm-hmm. Revelations and things that are blessings that comes to them. So I was very much aware of that,
yes.
that it was a spiritual vision that comes to me, because I wanted to do that. I don't like to see anyone being hit by mm-hmm. any other person. And that
right.
it is a custom in Haiti that they whip you.
Oh.
You make mistake.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. So
no.
When the vision comes, I'm like, I know it is God. And something very important, whenever I would like to share that with the public, with our audience, whenever any vision comes to you, mm-hmm. because it comes to you in the form of energy, just click it sends to your mind. Pray. And that is also one reason why everyone, I would encourage you, adult or teenager, to cultivate the principles, disciplines, understanding, manners, virtues, and wisdom of honesty. Because when you're honest, mm-hmm. you cultivate honesty, it takes you no time to find out if you're right or wrong.
Correct. Yes. And if you're yeah. honest, there's no repercussions. You
yeah.
don't get the whipping. You don't get the punishment.
That's it. That is it. So that's how it gets started. And but another factor very important is that my dad, not only he was an ordained spiritual leader, but my uncle was a Catholic Monsignor.
Oh, okay.
So I was very well tutored by both mm-hmm. of them. So I'm very thankful for that.
Yes. Well, mm-hmm. when you started sharing this vision, this information with your peers, were they receptive to it?
Well, the journey began by me going to my uncle, who was a Monsignor, and mm-hmm. my dad, and tell them, hey, this is the vision that God sent to me, and I need you to educate me to the wisdom of honesty.
Ah.
And they love that, and they okay. began doing it. So, and as they began doing it in the vision, started to unveil,
mm-hmm.
and it goes from honesty to obedience, because if you do not have within you your own human obedience energies, you mm-hmm. will not accept even two oranges plus two oranges is four oranges. You would not accept it because you don't obey that mathematic rule.
Okay.
So, as I began to learn and educate myself to this, to honesty, I began also to go to do work with my dad outside of the city,
uh-huh.
northwest of Haiti. So I go in the woods, and while my dad doing his missionary work with adults, And mm-hmm. I practice on the children and teenagers. That's how it be. That's how the journey began to the vision of the journey of this vision began to unveil.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting to me is that your adult family members believed you and encouraged you and gave you the opportunity to develop this vision.
Yes, and one reason is because I was born a dyslexic child.
Uh-huh.
And academical education was not, I had difficulties connecting with the teachers.
Okay.
I was smart, intelligent, and quick to learn, and very fast in action.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is for me, as a dyslexic child, if I am not connected with you, or if you cannot connect, if you cannot help me to understand what you are saying and why you are saying it, you can talk from yesterday to tomorrow, I won't understand anything.
Right. And what you experienced of all the difficulties having dyslexia can equate to peers having problems and getting into trouble because of not understanding or not connecting as well.
Of course. And mm-hmm. that is another reason why it was my peers were so interested in learning so quick from me because I do not teach, but however, my ways of teaching is the same way that I understand.
Okay, well, let's take a break right now, and we'll understand more when we come back, okay?
Definitely.
Okay.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Step up to the microphone. View the finalists right now on VoiceAmericaKids.tv. America's next great star is waiting to be discovered. Step Up to the Microphone is an exclusive presentation for VoiceAmerica.tv, where you can see and hear America's next top child star. The program is hosted by Voice America's own Cassie Frazier, and new episodes will be available every week exclusively at VoiceAmericaKids.tv. You can say you saw them at the beginning of their superstar career. Tune in to VoiceAmericaKids.tv.
Do you have or know someone who has multiple sclerosis, Lyme disease, or any other chronic illness? Advanced Cell Training is a restorative, self-healing modality that I, Dr. Melanie, have had phenomenal results with, reducing physical symptoms I've had for over 20 years. This process can be done right in the comfort of your own home. Request their free DVD at AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. We're speaking with Tito Lang, creator and founder of the Self-Development Wisdom Institutes in Palm Beach, Florida. He works with teenagers to help them develop character. So, Tito, you came from Haiti to the United States in 1977. Is that correct?
Correct.
And what made you decide to come to the United States?
Pardon?
What made you decide it was time, or what made you decide you were supposed to come to the United States?
It was opportunities for a worldwide, better opportunities for worldwide stage
mm-hmm.
to develop humanly, spiritually, and
mm-hmm.
to do the work that my vision dictated to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you know, Haiti is not as develop industrially and in so many ways as America is. So that was the motivation.
But it's hard to leave behind your support network back in Haiti to come to the United States because you came by yourself, correct?
Yes. And one reason why it was easy for me to do so, much easier for me to do so, is because that I do trust the Lord my God. And I grew up with cultivating a personal and direct relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And I have complete trust in their abilities to lead me and to take care of me and to guide me towards the journey, towards my physical journey on earth. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, I knew that somehow I have to trust them. And I did. Mm-hmm. And I came here. And of course, yes, the journey has not been all fun. Because when I came here, Melanie, I didn't know how to say chicken in English.
Oh.
So the journey began with language barrier. Mm-hmm. And also, I had to nurture, polish, and test this vision, self-development, wisdom, education. I had to create self-development, wisdom, education when I came here because I was 21 years old.
Oh, okay.
So testing it, that I had to place myself in positions, in situations where I would meet spiritual leaders, scientists, doctors, anyone with whom I can communicate my visions and, discuss things with them, topics related to my vision. And this is one education, self-development education that I teach teenager also. It is called association. And sometimes we call it mastermind group.
Okay.
A mastermind group is a group of handpicked, respective individuals who shares your vision.
Oh.
And with whom you always discuss any topic that is related to the vision that you have. So, you welcome and respect their input. And that's how you learn and you grow. There are so many human energies because what happened is, Melanie, we are energies in a human physical form.
Yes.
So without energies, this physical body is a cadaver. However, it is each of us to expose our mind energies to the wisdom of the energies that we want to develop and cultivate within us. For example, teenagers, I educate them to the wisdom of taste, choice, admirations, appreciations, beliefs, faith, value, and trust. Because if a person who does not develop any taste would not have any choice to make.
Right.
And when they make the choice, they have to develop belief in their choice.
Right.
And the stronger the belief will become, the belief will need to be nurtured. And how do you nurture your beliefs? Is to cultivate faith.
Okay.
And also, faith is the human energies that cause unwanted circumstances in our lives to change. And when you have faith in any who you are, and which is the title of one of my first that is the title of my first published book, one of a 7 book series. And if you don't have faith in you, if you don't believe in you, then you're not going to value you.
Right. Yes, that's correct.
So when you don't value you, you're not gonna make any good decisions on your behalf.
And others won't value you either.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you value you, then you can, that will, okay, your value energies will cause you or encourage you to continue to build the better you that you can become. And, you know, developing your potentialities for so many other characteristic of a decent human being. Because you value yourself.
Right. When you value yourself, others will value you as well and respect you.
As well. And life is much better.
Can you give an example of maybe one person that you helped them develop these characteristics and that it turned their life around?
Yes. In fact, let me see. Okay. There is, let me take one. There is a family of five boys, one divorced mother in Queens, New York. She called me and she says, Monsieur Lange, I am going to go through the journey that I don't know how it's going to turn out. I'm like, okay, what happened? And she says that I've been divorced and I have five boys, teenagers. I have not a clue about what to do. How can you help me? I heard about you. A friend of mine asked me to call you, and how can you help me? I said, sure, it will be a great pleasure for me to help you. How about this? Because there are five teenagers, I said, listen, I'm to be coming to New York sometimes very soon. When I come, let's have a meeting with the boys. And I explained to them who they are. And I let them to know that they are good because God don't create junk.
Right,
however, though you were create good, that doesn't mean the good you were create will stay with you all the time, because as you are growing up, there will be, you will need to cultivate who you are, because that's the way it is. God gives you a gift, but until you cultivate it, it's no good. And I help them to understand so many aspects of human development, and one of them, one of the most that I talk with them as far as wisdom, energy wisdom, was humility, obedience, and honesty. Then we continue the work over the telephone. I talk with them individually, and sometimes we have different conference calls. And right now, they all are graduate, college graduate children, well, young men. And they are doing very well. They are forever thankful. And another factor very important, Melanie, is that I am a teacher. Yeah, a philosopher teacher. More than... I would say someone who's preaching, because I like people to know what I know. That's what makes me feel good. That's why I get in return when people know what I know, because those educations are lifelong educations for any person.
Yes. So you're offering new services to help support the work you're doing. What are those new services?
Okay, right now I am offering, on a personal level, I am offering spiritual counseling only with spiritually inspired individuals to help, to educate them to what I know by my own personal experiences, what spirituality is. And spirituality is a lifestyle of spiritual people. And what do spiritual people do? They are cultivating and nourishing spiritual relationship with their own human energies and with spiritual energies all the time. So I offer that. My telephone number is 786-95-7229. And my email address is T as in Tom, I, T-O, Lange, L-A-N-G-E, one word, at yahoo.com.
Okay.
I would be, I do need all support possible, prayers, or if anyone would like to, for a project that I'm working with Dr. Elizabeth Taylor, who founded Wisdom to Go, it is the same kind of programs, but it is also to offer educational programs to parents, mm-hmm. children, and teenagers. So if anyone would like to make donations, they can go on my website at www.langewisdomeducation.com.
Okay.
And we are nonprofit organizations. We will appreciate any help that we need, because very important, Melanie, let me mention something to the audience of fact or wisdom.
Okay.
The human actions are very influenced by the wisdom that guides the human mind, energies, decision-making process. And okay. the reasons why a teenager or any person get into doing things that we don't tolerate as a community or society is because of the wisdom that their minds had been exposed to.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, our minds have been exposed to your wisdom, but unfortunately it's time for us to finish up with you.
Yes.
So I encourage people to contact you at titolange@yahoo.com or to go to langewisdomeducation.com or to call you at 786-985-7229. So thank you very much, Tito.
Thank you very much, Dr. Melanie, and I bless you and I bless any and everyone at the audience.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's go to our break.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you or is someone you know struggling with life? Do you know that your subconscious beliefs play a big role in the outcome of your hard work? We can help you to permanently change your beliefs that may not be in alignment with your goals. We care about getting you a return on your investment. We can help you reach your goals easily and quickly. Contact us at BeliefMantra.com. That's BeliefMantra.com.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. We spoke with Tito Lange about developing character in teens. Now we're going to speak with author and martial arts instructor Jonathan Hewitt about his book, Life Kiddo, Parenting, Tools to Raise Happy, Confident Kids from the Inside Out. And he's going to tell us about universal truths he teaches in his book and his classes. So welcome, Jonathan.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
And I'm glad you're healthy now.
Yes, me too. Thank you for your understanding before.
Oh, totally. Murphy's laws do exist. So
exactly.
Not a problem. In reading your book, I said, where was this book when I was working with behavioral problems with teenagers for my 30-plus years of therapy? I wished I had it all those years.
Yes, yes. I'm hearing that a lot.
Yeah. Yes. So now that it's here, I do some volunteer work at a school of the arts, and I'm thinking, I'll bet these tools could be employed in that school. So I'm hopeful that I can take the book and share it with teachers and say, you might want to use some of these things to help these students. So
yeah, definitely. I've had great impact at local private and public schools and businesses. I go in there and teach the teachers how to do the tools for themselves. I teach it to the students, and I teach it to the students and administrators as well. So it's that's what I love about it. Just very simple and effective, and any age children, whether you know it's in school or in therapy, it's very, very simple and practical for the kids.
But for me, your mission, if you want to call it that, to develop this whole program wasn't the path in life that you started out on. You want to tell us a little bit of how you got derailed?
Yeah, it was far from it. Somehow when I grew up, I was following what I call the American happiness formula. And that's basically if you look good, plus perform well, plus get approval, you should be happy. And I didn't know that at that point, but that's pretty much how most of us are conditioned to think we'll become happy. So I was just determined to become the best at everything. And I was just so headstrong and so competitive. And I had three brothers I was always competing against. And I became like, you know, kind of like the golden boy, winning all these sports championships and wrestling championships and being on TV. And then I was working on Wall Street during school, right out of high school. Before college, I got a job there, and I was working there during college. And it seemed like I had this perfect life unfolding, but something inside felt really empty. I felt like something was missing. And I was while I was on Wall Street one summer, this man came up to me, about a 35-year-old man. He said, "Come here." And I said, "What?" And he goes, "Listen to me." He goes, "I'm rich. I'm married. I have an awful marriage. I have an ulcer." He goes, "Get out of here while you can. I'm miserable." And something in me really heard, okay, this isn't the path, even though I thought this was the path. And then one of my brothers tried to take his life because he was so miserable with everything that was happening and didn't really know that it was a formula that was faulty, not him. And so it was all very confusing. And so I decided at some point, okay, I'm not pursuing this path anymore. I'm going to graduate college, get my degree, and then I'm really going to go figure out how do you become happy and fulfilled in life? How do you live a good, full life while you're part of society and really succeeding, so to speak, but not thinking these external things will bring you the happiness and fulfillment that most of us are conditioned to believe. So it was kind of like, okay, so where do I begin? Because I was so far from being connected to, you know, life, God, source, love, whatever, you know, each person wants to call it. I was so far from that. And so I just decided I'm going to dedicate my life to finding this answer. And then once I did, and once I really found a deep connection on every level of life, spiritually and all that, I was like, wow, how do I take all this, make it really simple so everybody could use this in their life, regardless of their belief systems or if they're spiritual or not spiritual or whatever they do, how can I take something and make it really simple for everybody? Because I also had 25 years of martial arts training and meditation training, mindfulness training, and, you know, deep practice in that. And I said, all these things are incredible, but most people aren't going to take the amount of time that I've taken every day to develop this. So isn't there a way to make this really simple for people where they can live their life, but take these practices and apply them to their daily life, whether they're a parent or a teacher or a business owner, whatever it is? How can you take these simple skills and make your life better? And so that kind of became my passion.
Well, in the book, you talk about the four tools, starting with the river check. Can you tell our listening audience what is the river check and what are the three B's that go along with that?
Definitely. So the way I developed these tools was I thought to myself, okay, what are the four skills that I think everyone needs to have to become really happy and focused and live a good life? So the first one, I said, okay, you need to be in the moment. You need to learn how to be present and focused. And most of us spend much of our time in negative thoughts or daydreaming about the future or the past. So through my training, I came up with something called the River Check in 3Bs. And basically, it's a way for you to check in throughout the whole day, like we can do it right now as we're speaking. The first check is the body. Can you just check your spine to make sure it's long and your muscles are not too tight or too loose, but in the middle, which we call a river? Check your breathing to make sure you're breathing deep through your nose into your belly and breathing out and really keeping a nice, strong, calm breath that you're conscious of. And then check your brain. What are you focusing on right now? And can you choose to bring your attention back to this moment if you're not in this moment? And you can use your eyes and your ears to help that as well. So I've never done a river check-in without being able to deepen my experience of being more in the moment. So this is something that we teach children as young as 3 years old, and all the way through 103, no, maybe 93. But it's a way that wherever you are in your day, as a parent, as a child, you can consistently check in with yourself and make sure that you're present and fluid in the moment.
Okay.
Very simple and practical.
So being on a radio show live, that's a good thing to do, because you got to be in the moment. You got to be present. You got to breathe, right? Because it can affect the sound of what you're putting out. So very good.
That's the thing I've never done. I've done a lot of interviews before, and almost every single host will say, wow, this is helping me right now while we're working right now. And so, you know, it's something that's so simple and so practical that we all can use. And that was my goal. And so the more you remember to do a river check-in throughout your day, the more present and mindful and fluid you'll be.
Mm-hmm. And I like how at the end of each chapter you give a summary of the main points. So if you're in a hurry, or if you want to, you know, go back and find the different points, you can go to the end of each chapter and go, okay, this is what I need to know for this tool.
Exactly. And sometimes even reading, you can read that first and then read the chapter to deepen your experience of it. Then you kind of know what the main points are.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Yeah.
So what's tool number two?
So now let's just say here you are, you're present, you're in the moment. So how do you live your life when you go out and you're in action, like right now we're speaking? So how do you feel good about what you're doing and feel fulfilled with it and do your best? And so that comes down to your effort. And that helps you develop a really strong sense of confidence and a strong sense of yourself that's not looking outside of yourself. Because you may say to me, hey, Jonathan, that was a great interview. Hey, Jonathan, that was an awful interview. And if I'm basing it totally on what you say, then I'm running around my life looking for my confidence outside of myself. Mm-hmm. So we need to empower ourselves and children and whoever how to have the strong confidence that they have control of. And so basically we talk about three different types of effort that most of us spend our day in. One of them is called ICE effort, when you're trying too hard and you're feeling stuck and pressured and you're trying to prove yourself. And you just have a lot of stress and anxiety, and that's how I lived much of my life until I, you know, changed my path. It's very, very stressful, and I'm laughing because it takes so much energy and it's so painful.
Yes.
When you stop doing it, you're like, wow, that was intense. And when I still do it, it's intense. So sometimes you do that and you try so hard, and then you're like, you know what, this isn't working, I just give up. And we call that puddle effort, when you're just trying too little, you feel dull, lazy, or bored. And what happens is, when you're doing that, you're going to feel awful while you're doing what you're doing, and the end results are going to be awful, too. You're not going to perform well whatever you're doing in life. So it's kind of like this catch-22. You're not trying hard. Life's boring. You're not doing well, and so you're just kind of stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So river effort, we use the ice puddle river a lot in our teaching because it's a very tangible metaphor and analogy that you can relate to. So it's, okay, ice is tight and stressed. Puddle is sluggish and lethargic. Rivers are strong and fluid. And so you're really putting your heart into what you're doing and giving your all. And when you're doing this, it's like, you know, putting your heart into everything that you do, every moment of your life. Obviously, that's the goal, but we know no one really does it to that degree, but that's the practice. And so when your goal is to be in the moment, to be putting your heart into what you're doing, it gives you this sense of strength and fulfillment and connection that you can't get by focusing on outward things to look for your happiness. And so for children, it's just incredible to see how they get so empowered with this. And I just thought of like this example that, if you don't mind me telling, this boy, and he has some learning disabilities. And so, you know, not extreme, but, you know, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were in a class recently, and this other girl walks into the class, and, you know, after those standardized tests the kids have to take. And so this girl walks in, and she's, you know, she's kind of like the other extreme, always looking to the outside. And she said, I just took the standardized test today, and whatever they call it here in Texas, and she said, and I was the first one out of my whole class to finish. And this boy raised his hand, and he said, Sensei Jonathan, and I said, yes. And he said, do you know what? I took that same test today, and I was the last one to finish. And he goes, you know what? And I feel incredible. He goes, I used my river effort, my ninja breathing the whole time, and I feel incredible about what I did.
And wow. So here's
this
boy. That's empowering.
Yeah. Isn't it? It's like, here's this boy that could feel like, oh, wow, I was the last one. But instead, because he was empowered with internal tools, and so intrinsic motivation, he was able to feel incredible about himself.
Amazing.
So to me, it's just beautiful whether, you know, you're already highly skilled or not in something, to enjoy it by putting this quality of effort into what you're doing.
And for this child with these challenges, he's going to be okay no matter what, where this other person who's only used to being in first place, who doesn't have that internal motivation, togetherness, is going to be discombobulated if something doesn't go right and she's not first.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, we all know in life there's tons of challenges, right? Like you and I were speaking, like I got the flu twice in 30 days, and I hardly ever get sick. And then my car just broke down completely, and I had to move my martial arts school, I just found out, and all these things at the same time, right? So if I'm looking to the outside for my comfort, I'm in trouble, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I apply these tools, like, okay, how do I deal with these challenges? How do I do my best? How do I feel great about life while I'm in the midst of all these things going on?
Right. And so we have to take time out and reassess. So right now we need to take a time out to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the other two tools. Okay.
Great.
All right.
Like 30 million other Americans, I have interstitial cystitis, a chronic inflammatory disease that feels like a bladder infection or prostatitis for men. Desert Harvest Concentrated Aloe Vera helps. It appears to give analgesic properties while coating the bladder. It's the only one that has a phase 1 trial. It's whole process, whole leaf, and extremely concentrated. Go to DesertHarvest.com to order or call 1-800-222-3901. Tell them Dr. Melanie sent you. 1-800-222-3901.
Nearly everybody struggles with some sort of addiction. It can be substance abuse, eating disorders, sexual addiction, or even something much less common. Tune into Addiction in America with host Rebecca Bullion every week to learn more about these and other addictions. Our goal is to educate you about these addictions in order to help you with regaining control in your life. Addiction in America is broadcast live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. I'm speaking with author and martial arts instructor Jonathan Hewitt about the universal life skills that help children develop inner control. And we were talking about the first two tools that help them develop this control is the river check and river effort. So what's the third tool?
So as we were just saying before, how there's often challenges in life, and if that girl didn't know how to deal with the challenges first and all that. So the next one, that was kind of when I was developing these tools. I said, okay, well, we can be present and mindful. We can put our heart and love into what we're doing, but we're still going to have challenges in life.
Yes.
How do we deal with those challenges? And so the AB formula, A is for accept and B is for baby step, and that helps you develop that resilience and that ability to deal with all these challenges. And so accepting is very hard for a lot of us. We either want to give up or fight our way through it until things are better, and then we can relax. And I think so I was looking at, okay, how do we deal with this in a healthier, more conscious way? And so it's to accept. And so if you really become aware of where are you today, like what's going on today, what's the challenge that you're, whether it's a feeling or some outer circumstance, you first have to know what that challenge is. And then be kind and patient with yourself. If you beat yourself up, it's really not going to help you feel better or make any improvements. And then instead of blaming someone else, which isn't going to do either of those either, so it's really, okay, here I am today. Let me be gentle with myself. Let me not blame someone else. I'll take responsibility. Okay, so how do I move forward now? Well, that's a baby step. You figure out where you're trying to move forward with. And so, okay, I'm trying to get my car fixed or get a new car. So let me do my due diligence. So let me take a step in the direction that I want to go. But it's only a step that I can handle today. I still have to go to work and teach my classes and do all these things, so I have a time period to do that. So maybe that's all I can handle in the time period, or maybe emotionally it's too much to do too much in one day. So you're basically taking a step that's challenging enough to keep you engaged, but not too much where you feel shut down. Mm-hmm. So the AB formula teaches you how to accept and baby step.
And your students watch you as you, you know, had the flu twice, had to move, your car broke down. They're watching to see whether you live what you teach.
Exactly. 6 years ago, my mom passed away, and I was with her in her home, in her bed, and she was kind of asking me to be there for her and as her, like, spiritual support, and just being there and connecting with her while that was happening in her transition. And when I came back, I was speaking with the teenage class just of my experience, and I was just living what I'm passionate about. And one of the teenagers came up and said, you know, ever since I've been here, which has been 12 years, you consistently blow me away with how you're being an example of these skills, not by trying to be perfect, just being an example of it. But this one, you know, topped them all just because of the intensity of what you're in with your mother, and you were able to practice these skills with her while she was, you know, passing. And so, yeah, it's definitely, it's what allowed me to live, change from being a stressed out, anxious, you know, looking for everyone outside to validate me, to somebody that lives a, you know, a centered, grounded, loving life most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it may not be as financially lucrative as the Wall Street job, but you're going to live a lot longer and be a lot happier.
Yeah, the quality of life. I mean, just to be present in the moment, to feel like you're in your heart and you're giving back to life and to humanity and to yourself too. You're part of that, you know. So it's this giving, this offering to everything in life, and to live like that, as you know, it's just an incredible, incredible way to live your life, and you have no regrets.
Well, that's why the motto for my show is, if you want to help yourself, help someone else, because you get out of yourself and you benefit the other person. By benefiting the other person, you will get what you need from many times unexpected places and unexpected people. But if you're only focused on me, 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 and this is what I need and this is what I want, and you're going to give it to me, you're going to be disappointed.
That's right. You know what I love about that too, Dr. Melanie, is that not only what you're saying is completely right on, but in your experience of doing what you're doing, like right now, for me, I have no goal here other than to be present and in my heart and share with you genuinely, right?
Mm-hmm.
So by me doing that, like, oh, I want to give to you or be with you, whatever that is, my experience is incredible. But it's not about, okay, how do I be fulfilled? Why I talk to Dr. Melanie? No, it's how do I give? And so when you give to someone else, not only do you receive, you know, on the outside, but inwardly, the experience of giving is so incredible.
Yes. There is a book written by Anthony DeMello called A Way to Love. And he, I don't know if you're familiar with it,
yes,
but
I
he.
Am. Yes, yeah.
Okay. And what I like about it is he takes normal scriptural passages and just takes a whole different bent on them, that why are you doing what you're doing? Is it to get the glory? Is it to get the recognition? Or is it truly because you have that warm spot in your heart that nothing else can do for you in the way of giving, in the way of being present in the moment?
That's right. So, give and you shall receive, right? People think,
yes,
oh, if I give, I'm going to get some money back. And maybe that's true, but the real receiving is fulfillment, inner fulfillment.
Right, right. And you're not doing it to get. You're doing it for the very act of doing the giving. Yeah.
Right on.
You're right. So let's talk about tool number four.
Okay, so here we are. We're learning how to be present, put our heart into what we're doing, have a strong sense of ourselves, dealing with challenges, but we share this planet with other people. We're not here alone, like we're saying. And so how do you have great quality relationships with people? You know, whether you're kids, with each other, with adults, whatever that is, how do you have really good quality relationships? And as we know from neurosciences and psychology and all, that the quality of your relationships have a big factor on the happiness in your life. And so My Shoes, Your Shoes, Our Shoes is our skill for social intelligence. And My Shoes is learning how to clearly and honestly express who you are. So you don't know me personally, right? So how do I clearly let you know who I am? And so I have to learn how to express myself in a way that you can really get a feeling for me and be genuine and just, you know, express myself clearly. So that's My Shoes. But Your Shoes is, I don't know you, I know of you, and, you know, we've spoken here and these things here, but I really want to get to know you, so I have to let go of myself for a moment and really put myself in your shoes and really try to understand what it's like to be you. And it's almost like I'm taking on an acting job and I want to know everything about you so I can become you. And so I'm listening with my ears, my eyes, my heart, and I'm really trying to get a feel for who you are. And so when you do that, whether it's for conflict resolution or just quality of relationships, when you really take someone else in, it's so incredible what happens in relationships, because you're not just focusing on what can you get. It's much more, how do I connect with this person and how do we have an incredible relationship? And then our shoes is working together, where you respect each other's feelings and opinions. And if there is a conflict, you're trying to work together to find a solution and understanding. So it's not me trying to beat you to get what I want, or you trying to beat me. It's like, hey, how do we work together where we both feel good about the result?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really... I'm sorry, go ahead.
And when you work together, there's a feeling of satisfaction on both sides.
Yes.
It's not, you know, I won, you lost. It's we both win.
That's right on. And I think in our society, there's such a huge... my wife and I wrote an article for Huffington Post. His father contacted us. His 13-year-old boy committed suicide because of being bullied. And this whole other topic, mm-hmm. but I'm involved with this topic. But so we wrote this article talking about how in our society, it's ruled by a culture of conflict, by comparing, competing, controlling, conforming, and, you know, all these things with social skills, where we're talking about creating a culture of connection, ruled by other C's, which are compassion, care, cooperation, consciousness. And, you know, I think this is the cultural shift that really needs to happen in our society, because so many people are so unhappy with the quality of their life, but they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And yeah. With the work that you're doing, there's a structure that people can take into use and to say, okay, I don't know what to do, but here's a plan.
Exactly.
Let me try the plan and work it and see what happens.
Exactly. And the thing about it that I love, it's so simple. Like, kids come up and talk to me and say, like, oh, I was feeling a little icy today, but I did my ninja breathing to calm myself down. They speak like this is common language to everybody in the world, you know, because it's so simple and so tangible and relatable.
Mm-hmm.
So for the kids, it's great. For teachers and parents, it's great. And then also we have 4 steps, which we won't go over now, obviously, but that show the parents and teachers how to best support their children in developing the 4 life tools and life skills. So like
mm-hmm.
you said, it's a very systematized, simple, practical, relatable, modern system.
And the parents can use it too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's why we wrote this book as a parenting book, because we know the importance and the influence parents have on their children, and we also know the challenge of raising children. So parents need to have a way to not only empower their children with the skills that we want for them. We want our kids to be happy and healthy and strong and caring, but we don't know how to do that necessarily. But then also, we have to take care of ourselves as parents and educators, because we get really exhausted. And so it's for both. And that's so nice. A family can train in this together and help the parent and help the child.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how can people contact you and get your book?
Well, our website is lifekido.com, which is LifeKido.com. They can go there and they can either hit a link to Amazon and get right to our book there. They can get the first chapter on my website for free and, you know, read it and make sure they want to continue. But we're getting incredible, incredible feedback from psychologists, from educators, from parents. So lifekido.com is our website and has more information about the work that we do and access to our book.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jonathan. And I hope to update you later to let you know how it worked out, because I want to teach this to some of the children that I interact with. So
yeah,
thank you very much.
I'd love to support you in any way, Dr. Melanie, so let me know.
All right. Will do. Well, now it's time to wrap up today's show. To reach Tito Long, go to LongeWisdomEducation.com or call him at 786-985-7229. To reach Jonathan, go to LifeKido.com. And next week, we're going to talk about how to heal your body from Lyme disease and some modalities that assist in that process. So be sure to invite your friends to listen. Be watching for my upcoming newsletter for the new year and to notice some showcased authors that are going to be in that edition. And remember, to help yourself, help someone else. Until next week, goodbye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us this week for the Dr. Melanie Show. Please join your host, Dr. Melanie Barton, again next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll see you next week for another great program.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.